Welcome to KBIA's Candidate Conversations. I'm Janet Saidi. The constituents of Missouri's 50th House District come from a variety of backgrounds, from the southern tip of the city of Columbia to farmland in Cole and Cooper counties. Both candidates running to represent this district in the General Assembly say its residents may think they're divided along urban and suburban lines, but the challenges they face are the same. Republican incumbent Representative Sarah Walsh is being challenged by Democratic candidate Michaela Skelton. KBIA's Molly Dove sat down with both candidates running to represent Missouri's 50th State House District. First, Molly talked with Representative Walsh, who told Molly Dove she's passionate about the issues of abortion and the Second Amendment, but that we should all be able to talk through the issues we're passionate about.
Because you do have so many different people, do you, in your legislation, try to meet in the middle, try to make everyone happy? Or what do you do with having such a wide variety of constituents?
So that's a really great question. And one thing that I have heard from people all throughout the district, both Democrats and people self-proclaimed as Democrats and Republicans or even independents, is that they really value to being able to trust their elected official. They really value individuals who will run on campaign promises and then keep their word. And so I ran on supporting education. I am pro-life. I ran on that. I am committed to the values and the principles that I'm running on. So there are certain things that are non-negotiable. I'm very supportive of our Second Amendment and pro-life. Those are things of constitutional rights, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so I'm very supportive of those, and I'm just clear with people. These are my positions. This is how I feel. I'm passionate about these things, and this is why. And then, however, one thing is there is so much public policy, and one thing I've heard all throughout my district is people are kind of getting fatigued with people with all the yelling and screaming and things like that. It's wonderful to be passionate, but it's like, okay, well, there's certain things we'll agree to disagree on as people and as elected officials, but let's come together. What can we agree on? What kind of type of things can we come together on? And there's so much public policy, so many bipartisan bills and pieces of legislation that both parties agreed on.
What in your background and experience would help you improve the lives of your future constituents?
Well, and that's a good question as well. And one thing that I've found, which was kind of interesting because it wasn't what I was really expecting. So I have a very non-traditional career, so to speak. I laugh when people say, you know, what's your career? Because, you know, my parents struggled. They told me to get out and get a job. You know, I did so. I worked from one place to another. I went through a factory layoff. I worked from one place to another and promoted as high as I could, everywhere that I could until I got as high as I could at the place that I was at, and then moved on to the next place for more opportunity. Every time a pay raise, every time a step up, and so just working hard at every single level. So that's something that is just was my story. But when I'm talking and sharing that with people, it's so incredible because there's so many people in the district. They're like, well, that's my story. I worked at a factory, or well, that's my story. I work for a nonprofit, or well, that's my story. I work for the state. Or I'm an auditor. And so having a non-traditional background, which some might mock at or tease about, is really helpful to be able to relate with people because we're creating a multitude of different bills and legislation that affect people from all sorts of walks of life. So being able to be well-rounded and have a background in addition to a great education really truly helps being able to not only understand and have compassion for folks in the district, but also be able to work together for solutions for good policy.
You're listening to Candidate Conversations on KBIA. That was Molly Dove talking with Republican incumbent Sarah Walsh of the Missouri 50th House District. Michaela Skelton is Democratic challenger to Walsh. She says healthcare costs are the biggest issues she hears about from Missourians in the 50th District. She has some ideas on that and says the district's wide variety of people should bring the district together rather than pull them apart because we're all facing the same struggles.
How would you describe the makeup of the Missouri 50th House District? What kind of constituents will you possibly represent?
Missouri 50th House District is actually, I like to call it a bridge district because it really has an interesting mix of rural communities, farming communities, tiny, tiny towns, and some smaller bedroom communities, as well as part of the suburban area in South Columbia. So I have a little bit of everybody in my district. But what that has given me is the valuable opportunity to make connections across those different groups of people that they feel like they're so different, But the issues that they face are largely very much the same, just the details are a little bit different. So there's connections that we can make between the urban and suburban communities and the rural communities where everyone is losing right now because we've been fed this message that we're so different that we can't possibly agree on things, but we can. And getting away from that division makes it easier for us to stand together in solidarity instead of standing separately where it's easier to take advantage of our communities.
What would you say are the most important issues you are hearing in the district? You know, when you go door to door or talk to some constituents, what are they saying? What are the most important issues to them that you're trying to address?
Almost half of the doors that I am at where people are passionate about an issue that's facing their family is related to healthcare. At the other half is split between education funding, wages, and then infrastructure, roads, water systems, access to high-speed internet in our rural communities, and so infrastructure needs generally. But so the really, really big one is the cost of healthcare, because our costs of insurance are continuing to go up. The out-of-pocket costs are skyrocketing for folks, so that even if you have insurance, your ability to use that insurance benefit is getting smaller and smaller because those deductibles, we have the high deductible health care plans, we have larger co-pays, out-of-pocket costs for prescription medications. People are just being squeezed from all directions on the cost of health care, and they don't see how we can move forward. And so I'm proud to have a couple of really specific policy suggestions, things that we can do to help alleviate some of that pressure. The first one is expanding Medicaid. You know, right now we're walking away from federal dollars that we have already paid into the system that should be coming back to Missouri to help provide health care for low-income families. Because right now they still need health care, so they're still going to the hospital. And instead of getting reimbursed for that, the hospital just has to eat those costs. But they're not going to take on that burden themselves. Instead, they push it off on people who can pay the cash pay price and people who have insurance. And so you see the healthcare costs going up at the service provider level because they have to make up for that loss for the uncompensated care. So expanding Medicaid would do a lot to alleviate some of that pressure. The other thing is opening up the Missouri Consolidated Healthcare Plan, which is the state employee healthcare plan, and making that available to any Missourian that wants to buy into it. And so that way folks have a real choice and a real option in healthcare.
That was KBIA's Molly Dove, first speaking with Republican incumbent Sarah Walsh and then her Democratic challenger, Michaela Skelton. Their conversations are part of our series of candidate conversations from the KBIA newsroom. You can hear more at kbia.org.